Bring a bowl for Dr. Livesey.
Here, Mother.
Thank you, lad.
How is he, Doctor?
I have bled him, Mrs. Hawkins. Thank you. I'm giving him a draught of Dover's powders infused in wine, but I must, in all honesty, admit I see no real improvement.
Oh, Doctor.
Come now. Courage. All is not yet lost with your husband.
It's not only my husband, Dr. Livesey.
What then?
That awful man with his dreadful tales. He must have lived his life among some of the wickedest men God ever allowed on the sea.
Who is this Jim?
He calls himself the captain, Dr. Livesey. Most of the time he keeps his own company, quiet as the grave. But when he's in drink...
A seaman, I would venture from his choice of song and supposed rank. Will you excuse us, ma'am? Before you must take me to see this nautical choir master.
Sail the main.
I'm hardly surprised to find you here, the man in your position.
Livesey, shush, shush, shush. I'm incognito. Let the world have a splendid time.
Surely, my dear squire, I mean this.
You're a Puritan, my dear old lad. Forget I followed the sea myself in the youth. Old sea dog like this, but a rough diamond, I agree, but a real old salt. They made England what she is, he and his kind.
I can't say that I agree with that. I mean,
silence there between decks!
Were you addressing me, sir?
You, sir! What have you to say for yourself?
I have only one thing to say to you, sir. That is that if you keep on drinking rum the way I see you do, well, in my opinion, an apoplectic stroke will soon rid the world of a very dirty rascal.
Who the devil is a scurvy?
Dr. Livesey, Captain.
Well, see here, Sawbones.
Now, look here, my man. Captain, there's no need for
that. Do not, this instant, put that knife back in your pocket. I promise upon my honor you shall hang on the next assizes.
What?
I am not a doctor only. I am also a magistrate.
Magistrate?
That's better. Now, mind, since I know there is such a fellow in my district, you may count I'll have my eye on you day and night.
After that, he keeps his peace, the captain does. And that's a blessing. For my father, he got quickly worse. And he dies soon after. But the old captain spends his days on the cliffs watching the shipping. Every time he gets back, it's always the same question. And I see his eyes.
You keep a sharp watch this day, boy.
I did, Captain.
Well, then,
there wasn't no seafaring man with one leg, but I did...
But what, Jim? Fool of devil!
Put it in my bill, you know.
Rag talk.
Ain't you going to offer an old shipmate a glass of grog, Billy? Come all the way to the Admiral Benbow just to see his old shipmate.
No, look here, you've run me down. Here I am. Well, then, speak up. What is it?
That's you, Bill. You're in the right of it, Billy. I'll have a glass of rum from this dear child here, as I've took such a liking to. Now, boy, if you've ever sailed along a bill here, bless his old heart, you wouldn't have stood there to be spoken to twice, not you.
Aye, go, Jim, rum.
Yes, yes.
That's a pannikin.
And shut the door, sonny, and none of you listening at the keyhole.
Anybody there? Is any kind soul there?
Hello?
Hello, hi there.
Who are you?
Ah.
What do you want?
I hear a voice. A young voice. Kind friend, will you give a scoop of water to a poor blind man who's lost the precious sight of his eyes in England's service? God bless King George.
Then I will, of course. Come in this way.
I don't feel my way so well. Will you give me your hand, kind friend?
Here.
No! Take me to Billy!
Sir, he's with another gentleman in the parlour.
Gentleman I know well who he's with. Take me in straight to the major. Come on, quicker, boy! That's better. Now, open the door. Jim.
Well, is the right comradely meeting of old shipmates, isn't it now?
You and all. I ought to know.
Yes! Now, tell me, Billy. I guess you know this spot of coast well enough by now.
So?
There's a tidy little anchorage called Kett's Hall, not half a mile from here.
Aye?
There's a lugger put in there with a few other old shipmates of Flint's. I should like to meet you to yarn over old times, like.
Well, even! It's not clear, boss.
Swears he's not got it.
Hasn't he now?
Then there's only one thing to be done.
Pew!
Leave it, Bill. I've a pistol in his head, Pew. And you, boy, stand.
Business is business, Billy. Take his right hand, boy, and put it in mine.
Do it!
Yes. There. That's done. We'll bid you both adieu.